The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. It's an interesting scene we have in the Gospel today. Perhaps to some extent, at least relatively speaking, incomprehensible to the people of Israel. What is going on? John is preparing the country for their rightful king. And it would have been surprising to them to have been summoned to personal repentance in order to prepare for his way. So we could imagine Israel as a people with a national agenda, just as we want to see America grow and succeed and bring what is good about us then to the rest of the world. So too Israel had this imagination that they were to, as God's chosen people, they were to be a country that was strong in all of the ways that nations say use those measurements: wealth, power, prestige, and the rest. And that God wanted their strength to be a sign of his goodness to them, a blessing that would be through them to the nations. So to be summoned to personal repentance for them would have been a bit of a challenge. And yet we see masses of people coming to John in the wilderness, such that the religious authorities of the day were more than intrigued by what was going on. They went out to understand what John was doing. Here for us, right, there's more than simply a national agenda, because we know that the king has come and we know who he is. Right? We have enthroned Jesus in our hearts as the rightful king of our lives and of the world. We know that in his death and resurrection, Jesus was marked out by God as the rightful king of the Jews, and so Lord of all nations, and rightful king of every human heart, every human life, every culture, every civilization. It's more than simply then a national agenda for prosperity for us. And in fact, we can regain John the Baptist's call to personal repentance by looking on our Lord in all his glory. Look at him enthroned on his cross. Now, I'll say from my own experience, right, this is when I consider the cross before me, the crucified Christ before me, what am I looking at but God's way? And what does it prompt in me but repentance? Repentance not in the sense that I have to come before the Lord and feel guilty, right? Because we have some sense of the correlation of the two words, repentance and guilt. And I will say this, right? Guilt actually is a good thing, or can be a good thing, if it steers us clear of the wrong way and leads us back to the right way. Right? I had a lot of people come to Mass last night. And it could have been that good Catholic guilt that got them here. Right? But I'm thankful that they were here. Right? They steered them clear of danger in that sense. Okay? And their concern for their souls, right, may have been a motivating factor in having those folks here. But we can be happy for that and rejoice in that. And yet guilt is not the whole sum of repentance. Repentance is our not only rejecting our own way of going about things, but it's about living our lives according to God's way. And sometimes that doesn't mean that we start with our own guilt. Sometimes it means that our eyes are opened to God's goodness, His love, His mercy, the fact that His ways are beautiful and true and good for all people. And then we hold that against what we've chosen for ourselves, and we realize that we have to turn around. And that's what repentance means. It's turning around. It's a change of heart and mind. It's a change from my own way of life to God's way of life. And I think then this call of John the Baptist is quite easily appropriated by us today. It was St. Augustine who said that sin is a curvatus in se. Sin has the effect of turning us in on ourselves. And isn't that true? That sin is always our way, and our way tends to be selfish. And that's why when we're face to face with the Lord of life, who gives up everything for us, we realize that God's ways are other than our ways. Our ways tend toward selfishness. God's way tends toward selflessness. The full and free gift of self for God and for others. And so today we receive that call, that summons of John the Baptist to repent, to see the goodness of God's way, to see how good and how right that is, Jesus on the cross, and to come face to face with Him and see how His way differs from ours, and how we are to turn to Him and receive the fullness then of God's promise to us, that He makes us like His Son, givers, that He makes us like His Son, selfless, people who can live totally for God, totally for God, and so also totally for the good of the people around us. My friends, the national part, right, this the summons to Israel to bring God's peace by their turning to Him is still the hope and aspiration of our hearts. We want so desperately for the world we live in to be a place of peace. True, not like simply the absence of war, but peace, the harmony of God's entire creation. God is bringing that about in and through the faithful followers of Jesus of Nazareth. Our hearts must first be touched to repent and live out the way of life God is offering to us. And as we live out that way of life and gather the nations to us, gather the people to us around Jesus, then, my friends, we have hope that God's creation will be enlivened again with His love, with His joy, with His peace.